Good morning. Anchor date is 08.3.2018. The time is 06:29 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Friday morning. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here. And no, this isn't something to think about. That was done last month for July 2018, which happened to be an audio month for me. I did 31 straight audios, so that constitutes an audio month. I did it back in March of this year as well to start off to season two of Something to Think About, and did 30 days straight, so it counts as an audio month. You know, if you do 30 days in a row, doesn't matter which month you do it, but if you do 30 days in a row, it's an audio month. So I'm very happy to say that I did get a second audio month in for this 2018 and doing the Something to Think About series, where I'd give two thoughts, two quotes every morning. And I had fun doing that. I love doing the audio. And this audio right here happens to be a Boo because it's on that program formerly known as Audio Boo, which I used to be on extensively, but now I'm more so over there on Anchor, which is just like that program formerly known as Audio Boo. It has certain aspects, but now because of their business model that they've changed over there, you have a free account, but you can't upload from the web. You can upload from the app still, and I've been doing it periodically. You know, I used to do this almost 2-3 times a day back in the day when we used to always do Booze, and before all these audio platforms came up. I think Anchor's risen to the top for me. It's the primary audio platform that I use to get my voice out there on that thing called the internet, this thing called the internet that we're on. But back in the day, I did quite a few Boos every day, every morning, just like I had my morning coffee, folks. You know, it was morning coffee Boo. But I still do the Boos periodically. I have taken the last couple days off, first 2 days of this month of August 2018, just to sort of kick back after doing the Something to Think About series. I had fun doing that, and so just decided to come back doing an audio here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo, which I still like doing. Just takes a little bit of Mickey Mousing because I do primarily do all my audio on the Boss Jock for the most part, and it's just a matter of Mickey Mousing it up, loading it up through the app on the iPad Mini, which I can do. And it's fun doing. That's why I do it. It's fun to do. And I still like the platform, you know. It's just the Boo art for this is just a picture of me that I did with another program that sort of changed the pixelation of it and the like. But this is just a Boo of me talking about how I enjoyed doing Something to Think About last month. It was pretty good. And audio in general. And I was just happy to get an audio month in. And probably plan on doing, I'm not sure yet, in the next several months, maybe doing a third installment for season two. I haven't decided yet. It's still maybe in the sub-planning stages and stuff, whether I do that or not. A lot of this audio that we do, especially for an audio month, you know, you have to do 31 audio each day for 30 days to really constitute an official audio month. I don't care what anybody says, you know, it's just like if you do a couple audios and then you skip a couple days and do a couple, okay, you just, all right. It's not really a self-challenge. That's what it is all for me for doing an audio month, a self-challenge. Can I do 30 audios in a row? And very few people do nowadays, but back in the day, everybody was doing it. Now it's just it's sort of a thing that nobody's doing because there's other things to do on this thing called the internet. Over there on Instagram, there's Instagram TV now. What the hell? Why not just put it on YouTube? I don't know, what's the big deal with Instagram TV? I have no idea. You know, it's, you got YouTube. YouTube's a good platform. And but the audio here, I'm still doing, and I'm glad to see that I'm still capable of putting up audio on my account over there on that program formerly known as Audioboo. The other thing I'm doing, and I sort of resurrected it, I have a blog. The main blog that I usually keep up and maintain is the Tioga Fire Protection and Fire Prevention, which has a lot. It's fire related. I'm a retired Air Force aircraft rescue firefighter and a regular firefighter, and also a retired volunteer. I don't do the volunteer bit, and I'm also a retired civilian aircraft rescue firefighter. So I don't do the firefighting bit as much as, you know, just, I'm still in tune and checking in to see what's going on in that particular field on a daily basis, because it still interests me, but I just can't physically do the jacking the hose and getting into the suits and all that and stuff like that and putting on the air packs. When you get to a certain age, you gotta come to terms that it's a young person's game, even though I can still probably hang for probably another 5 or so years. I just I want to be around a lot longer. So at some point you have to hang up the coat, and I have done so. But that's for another story here. But the other thing that I'm doing now, I resurrected the blog I have, the at Fireman Rich blog over there on Blogger, and I'll put a link in the description of this boo to where you can go to it. And I resurrected it here with something that Mark Rock is doing. The first post I put, it was back on Monday, July 23rd. I posted up and embed the ADIO that I did over there on Mark Rock's ADIO program. ADIO. And also I've got the last 2 weeks of Hi Dora, the Tioga radio show for 24 July and 31st of July. I do Mixcloud, the Tioga radio show, where I play a wannabe radio DJ. That's other audio. And then I have, I do fly a drone. It's a Hubson 501A X4 Air Pro. I've got a cornfield flight there on this one. This is the most current blog post, drone flight number 16 over the cornfield, where I have pictures of the current drone that I'm flying, as well as the drone flight. But I also posted underneath that the initial drone flight. It's a Twitter video that I posted up there, and there I think they give you a good contrast of the first drone flight over was July 9th, where the corn was just only just barely 6 inches high, where the second one with the pictures, you can see the corn is well over a meter and a half to 2 meters. Back in the main part of the cornfield, the corn stalks are at least 2 meters high. So I'm trying to do the blogging over there on Blogger, you know, because I'm sort of scooting away from that thing called Facebook. I'm not a Facebook fan, never have been, so I'm not doing anything on the at Fireman Rich Facebook page. I'm posting it all over on Blogger, on the blog. So that's where I'm doing, and that's where I'm at. So, hey, we're getting towards the limit here on this audio for this August 3rd, 2018 on this program formerly known as Audioboo. So I'm going to bug out of here, finish my coffee, and post this up and get ready to go into the day job. You all have a great one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.